Nearly half of the farmland in the United States is planted with crops that have been genetically engineered, mainly maize, soybeans, and cotton. There are two major traits among these GE crops: resistance to certain insect pests and resistance to a weed killer called glyphosate. The new report looked at research comparing the environmental impact of GE crops to conventional crops. Biology professor Larissa Wolfenbarger at the University of Nebraska was on the committee that wrote the report.
In general, we find that genetically engineered crops have had fewer adverse effects on the environment than non-GE crops produced conventionally.
Wolfenbarger says insect-resistant GE crops have fewer adverse effects because farmers don't have to spray as many toxic insecticides. And farmers planting glyphosate-resistant crops can use just one less toxic herbicide to control weeds. And they often don't have to till at all, which is better for the soil. And many farmers growing GE crops have seen economic benefits, like higher yields, lower costs, and more flexibility than their conventional farming counterparts, says report committee chair David Irvin of Portland State University.
However, I also want to emphasize some of these benefits are at risk because of growing weed resistance problems.
The report says farmers have relied so heavily on glyphosate that at least 8 species of weeds are now resistant to it. Irvin says that means some farmers have returned to using soil-disturbing tillage or more toxic herbicides to control weeds.
We really need to get after this weed resistance problem right away before we lose the efficacy of that technology. There's just too much at stake to lose that economically, environmentally, and perhaps even socially.
That's a view shared by Gregory Jaffe at the consumer group, the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
The report reconfirms that we still need a strong regulatory system to ensure that the technology is not squandered away by poor management practices by both farmers and seed developers.
The report was intended to assess the environmental, economic, and social impact of GE crops on farm sustainability in the United States, but committee chair David Irvin said the results are incomplete.
We could not complete that assessment at this point because we don't have sufficient evidence.
The report called for resources to study these important questions so farmers, seed developers, and policymakers can make better decisions. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。